any sense.
Sinless
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord Jesus, Lord God, this is the day that you have made. Lord God, your word tells us that we should rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord God, we appreciate that, Father. We appreciate, Lord God, your word and, Lord, the things you've instructed us to do. And Lord God, it's easy to lose sight of those things. But Lord God, what you've told us, Lord God, are the things that we need. And so often, Lord, if we would just do what you say, Lord, we would find ourselves in such a much better place. Lord God, we just thank you for that, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy and your goodness to us. Just ask, Lord God, you'll bless the service today, bless the song service. Oh, Father, as we lift our voices to you, Lord God, just inhabit our praise. Lord God, Lord, just come down and dwell amongst your people, Father, we pray. Lord God, just ask, Father, you bless the word as it comes forth. Lord God, speak to every heart, Father. I believe, Lord, you have a word for us. I believe you have something specific for us. And I believe, Lord God, you want to minister, Lord, to each and everyone here. You want to touch each heart and each life, Father. You want to draw us closer. Oh, God, grant it, Father. Grant it, I pray, Lord. Draw each one closer. Help us, Father, to enter into your presence. And, Lord, just be blessed today, Father. We just thank you. We praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's give you a hand clap this morning. It's worthy to be praised. We need to shake up this morning. Let's go ahead and stand and sing this song. Sister Naomi. I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering. How we raise the heavenly anthem in the city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering. When the redeemed.
I gotta read.
to be here this morning. I think you can clap better than that for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Woo! He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. All right. Let's go to the next song. Some glad morning when the life is over. Sis Naomi has a special for us this morning. Sis Naomi, you're welcome. Right, Ben, you can please go ahead and pick up the offering while the special is going on.
Do you realize, my brother, sister, you could be free today, claiming his promises of healing in every way? Why live another day suffering alone? Surrender fully to the Lord your heart, to make his home. It's understandable from a human point of view. Frustrating circumstances can make us lose our cool. But as we said before us, the pattern of His life, one day by grace He'll take us home to be His wife. We are tested in this world every day. Sometimes we get all out of tune because we forget to pray. Our reaction to each trial, the choice we make will choose. However way the outcome is, His word is always true. Amen. His word is my comfort, my exceeding great reward. I never will be sorry. I've chosen to trust the Lord. Sometimes His plan provides rough terrain before the mountain top. If I choose to always thank Him, the glory will never stop. Shall I take the word for my comfort or seek something of this earth? If I would only choose the Lord, I'd hasten to the birth. The manifestation of the sons of God is due just any day. He's watching my reaction. Will I give Him praise today? His word is my comfort, my exceeding great reward. I never will be sorry. I've chosen to trust the Lord. Sometimes His plan provides rough terrain before the mountain top. If I choose to always thank Him, the glory will never stop. But as we said before us, the pattern of His life, one day by grace He'll take us home to be His wife.
Thank you, Sister Naomi. I think we still have time for another special. We have Brother Scott. Can you please come up?
God bless you, saints. Amen. You're looking at a testimony in the making. About 2.5 weeks ago, it was on a Wednesday afternoon, a couple hours before service, I started really having a pain in the back on my left-hand side, and like a muscle pull. And I actually told Naomi, I called her, I said, "Hi, I'm probably not going to make it to Wednesday night service. I'm just really hurting." And of course, I was going to go home, and I repented, came to church anyway. So anyway, I was just reading in the scripture from Isaiah 53 where it says that that we are healed by His stripes at Calvary. I like the way it said it. It says doesn't say we were healed, it doesn't say we will be healed, it says we are healed. And when Isaiah prophesied that in my Schofield Bible, it said it was 712 B.C. And that was fulfilled 745 years later when our Lord and Savior is on the cross. And I started thinking about, let's see now, that's 986 years ago. So I says, you know, if God could prophesy it 745 years before it happened, and then it's the promise is still good 1986 years later, because it's an eternal promise. And you know, I walked out of that service on Wednesday night, I was healed. Amen. Amen. Yesterday afternoon, I was at work again, and I got up out of my chair, and I couldn't even stand up straight. And just lower back right on the spine, and I just, oh, Lord, you know. And so anyway, this morning, just feeling that pain, and I got, you know, we got ready for church, and then we were on our way here, and I just started thinking about, oh, Lord, you know, you healed me of that little pain that I had in my side. I said, surely your promise is good for this too. Anyway, we have an MP3 player in our car, and so I had a disc in there, had about 25 sermons. I thought, you know, I just need to be encouraged in the Word, and so I put it on there. And it was, I don't even know what sermon it was, but it was at the end of the sermon, and so they were giving out prayer cards. And so Brother Branham started calling people up. He got to 1 through 5, and then somebody that had number 84 tried to get up in line. So it was actually kind of funny. And so anyway, they started praying. The first person came up, there was a woman. And he started, of course, like Brother Bram says, we are strictly strangers. And he says, I don't know you, you don't know me. And he says, I'm just waiting for the angel of the Lord to come this morning. And then all of a sudden he says, I take, and for the glory of God, I take every spirit under control. You know how many times he's done that. And you know what? Or two or more gathered in his name. Amen. He said he'd be in our midst. He'll take control. Amen. If we'll just let go of the steering wheel. And so anyway, I'm listening to this, and he starts talking to this woman, and all of a sudden he tells her, he says, you've got back problems. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm driving along, I said, okay, Lord, you've got my attention. And then he starts talking to her, and he says, you know, and he says, and that's your husband there in the back. He says, if the Lord would tell me what's wrong with him, would you believe? And he says, you know, I can't heal you. I can't heal anybody, but Jesus Christ can. And if Jesus Christ were here, he couldn't do any more than what he did at Calvary. He says, because it's already a finished work. And so he said, your husband has problems with his side and his back. I said, okay, Lord. I says, I got that. So I couldn't get here fast enough to pull into the driveway so my wife and I could pray. And so he's the high priest of our confession, saints of God. And by his stripes, we are healed. By his stripes, Scott Carlin is healed. Amen. So he is the high priest of my confession today. So I'm just going to sing a song, and you know what? What are you expecting today? You expect, well, let's see, no, it's just about time for the preacher to come. Says, well, if I can get through another hour, I says, we'll be on our way home and I can have a nice lunch. Or did you come with expectation, saints, that we are going to meet with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And you know how Brother Bram told Brother Bisco, he says, every time he comes, something good happens. Do you believe that, saints of God? Well, I'm just going to sing a little song this morning. You help me. He is alive and well, living in me to tell the world that he is the same. He is the same. Yesterday, oh, today, and forever, Jesus is alive and well. He is alive and well, living in say yesterday, oh, today, and forever, Jesus is alive. Oh my, if you believe it, let's stand and sing it now. He is alive, yes, and well, oh, living in me to tell the world that he is the same. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, oh, today, and forever. Jesus is alive. And oh, can we just sing it once more? He is alive. He is the same. Oh, yes, you are. He is the same. Yes, oh, today and forever. Jesus is alive and well. Oh, Jesus is alive. Alive and well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this morning we bring you greetings from Little Church in Fenton, Michigan. Amen. So this microphone on works for me. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you'll turn with me this morning to St. Matthew 11. Amen. I want to just open a couple of scriptures here. You probably don't remember me, but we met. It was quite a while ago. That part of our memory, you know, because we were all in eternity then. That part of our memory is gone. But I remember you. Amen. So, my name is Brother Bruce. My last name is Jakowski. Nobody can remember it, so I don't use it. Just remember me as Brother Bruce. Amen. So, you know, when you go on a blind date, you're kind of sitting there looking at her, and she's looking at you, and you're going, uh-oh. I wonder if this is the right table. So if I'm a little different, it'll be okay. Amen. Amen. You'll just have to take that by faith. Verse 28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Amen. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful to know that you are alive and well. But that's just not good enough for us today. We want to see you. We want to hear you. Heavenly Father, I pray you'll just come down and break the bread of life with us, Lord. May you feed our hungry souls. Heavenly Father, we don't know each other, but you know us all. And I pray you just come and be our guest. Heavenly Father, may you bless the pastor, Lord. He's off ministering, Lord. We pray you'll give him a good message and a good service and good fellowship. And Father God, we pray that you'll just come and give us grace this morning, Lord. We love you and we thank you, Father, for all these things. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Laboring, in the original, this word labor means to grow weary, tired, or exhausted. Anybody like that today? You guys are all up and fired up, huh? So most of the time I come to church and I'm really weary. I'm just kind of, oh, Lord, I don't know what to do. But Jesus spoke to the people, to these the believers. He wasn't preaching to unbelievers. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor. Amen. Are you weary? Are you tired? Are you? This is a, you know, when you, like I said, when you go out on a blind date, you say, hello, my name's Bruce. And the woman's looking at you and she goes, Right? So today, if I say something and you like it, I don't know if you know this, in the message it says, say amen. You know, say amen, right? If I can't hear you say amen, I'm going to preach anyways. If you guys all fall asleep, I'm going to preach anyways. If you get up and walk out, I'm going to preach anyways. So you're stuck. It's a blind date, and we are here together. Don't matter how long it's going to be, because you never know how long a date's going to be. Right? Okay? So now we're past that. Are you weary? Are you tired, exhausted, burdened? He says, when you come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, amen. Heavy laden. To labor with a wearisome effort. To toil. You know, I really thought, I mean, I got saved in 1976, and I really thought when 1980 came around, God was going to come back and get us. Then I really thought when we got close to the millennium, this has got to be it. And I'm very weary. Because I'm still laboring. Amen. I'm still burdened. Amen. 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 I'm labored with wearisome effort to toil. Amen. And ye that are burdened, to place a burden upon, to put a load on you, to load one another with a burden of rights and unwarranted precepts. Amen. Man's ideas, things just placed on you. Oh, I got to come to church. I got to pray. I got to dress right. I got to do this. I got to do that. The word of God is not a burden. Amen. We're going to find out about that. Amen. So Jesus speaking to the believers, he said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Amen. Amen. Now, when you read that scripture, most everybody believes they know what a yoke is. And a yoke is something, normally it's made out of wood. It goes on an ox. And the ox uses it to be able to pull a cart. Amen. But the scriptures here, we all think that when Jesus said, he said, take my yoke upon you, that you're going to take your yoke off and put his yoke on. Amen. But the scriptures plainly indicates that it is a yoke for two. It's not a yoke for one. When we came in this morning and some of us maybe were sick, maybe we're sick and tired of the neighbors. Maybe you're sick and tired of your spouse. Maybe you're tired of your job. And you think, oh, Lord, I've been praying about it. And you're standing with the yoke and you've got it on you. But Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Amen. Amen. I am meek and lowly in heart. What good is it if Jesus Christ has got a yoke? I got a burdensome yoke. I mean, really. A lot of us are weary with a lot of things. Weary and cumbered about with a lot of cares of this life. but you're content with carrying that load yourself. And Jesus didn't say that. He said, take your yoke off and put my yoke on. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly. It's us together. When I have a problem, don't try to carry it yourself. You're always walking around, oh, I got this, Lord. Oh, Lord, you don't have to, oh, I wish you'd help me take it off. And he said, what are you doing? Take my yoke upon you. Amen. Take my yoke upon you, because my burden is light. You know, a burden, when you have an ox and you're pulling a cart or a plow or a threshing machine or a sickle bar or whatever it is, you know, the load gets really easy when there's two of you pulling. Amen. Amen. A house divided cannot stand. Amen. People that come to church all the time and they're trying to carry the load of everything upon their shoulder. They got the weight of the whole world on. Jesus doesn't want you to carry the load. Amen. He wants you to take his yoke upon you. Amen. He says, because my yoke is easy. Amen. My yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Amen. Amen. Because he's the author of the word. Amen. Amen. I used to tell people, I'd run into an unbeliever, you know, and they'd say, well, you know, it's the Bible. Some man just wrote that thing. I said, yeah, but, you know, if I gave you a rule, kind of like when you're raising your kids. When you raise your kids, you give them a bunch of rules. And they say, well, Dad, why do I got to do this? Because I'm the boss. I'm the dad. Dad, I don't want to do that. I'm the dad. That's your mom. Don't disrespect your mom, you know. I tell him. And then, but see, if I could get my life into them, then that burden becomes really easy. Because now it's not me speaking to them and telling them to do something. It's me on the inside of them living what I already believe. Amen. And that's why Jesus' burden is light, because he is the author of the Word of God. Amen. Amen. So a lot of times we look at this and we go, oh, See, the first thing you got to do is surrender. You got to surrender. You got to let God help you take your burden. Amen. Let's go here to Numbers 11. Praise the Lord. Amen. And in Numbers 11, we're going to read about a man that you all know about. His name is Moses. And in 11:11, it says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant?" I wonder how many of you this morning or this past week all prayed and said, Lord, why? Why do I have to go through this? Why is this burden so heavy? Why, if you loved me, if I'm the bride of Christ, if I'm a believer, if I've been born again, where's the joy? All of these things. And Moses, Jesus said there was none like him. God spoke to him lip to ear. And Moses is praying to God and saying, excuse me, why have you afflicted me? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all these people upon me? What burden are you carrying around this morning? Yeah. Is it your future? Is it your family? Is it your job? Is it the economy? What burdens are you carrying around? Moses had the exact same problem. And it went right straight to God. Now you, when you sit down and pray, you think, well, maybe he'll hear me. Maybe he won't. Moses, on the other hand, could say, when I talk to God, God listens to me. So in this particular case, you want to become just like Moses. And believe that when you ask God something, God is going to do something back. Amen. In verse 12, he says, have I conceived all these people? Lord, this isn't my fault. Am I the one that caused this? Am I the one that laid me off my job? Am I the bank that's going to take away my house? And what is going on with my kids? Lord, what have you done? Wait, why are you afflicting me? Why are you doing this? Have I begotten them that they should say unto me, carry them in thy bosom as a nursing father beareth a sucking child unto the land which thou swearest unto thy fathers? Where should I have flesh to give unto all these people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. And I am not even able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. Amen. This morning, whatever burden you have is too great for you to bear it alone. But you are very happy to bear your own burden. Yeah, you are. You're happy to get up every morning and say, oh my, the kids are acting up again. Carry this around. When Jesus said, no, put that down. Take my yoke upon you. My burden is light. Amen. Why are you cumbered about with so many things? Look, just now, you know, he's happy. He's happy to just stand back and watch you. He is. He's happy to do that. But that isn't what he said. He said, take my burden upon you. Amen. Verse 14. So Moses said, I am not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal this with me, kill me, I pray thee. I know nobody prayed that this morning. I told you it's a blind date. I'm telling you. I'm not somebody who just sits down and just reads something. God has already beat me up, run me through the ringer and everything else, and I got down on my knees and said, Lord, if you don't fix this problem, you might as well just kill me now because I can't go another step. Right there in the scriptures. If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of thy hand. And if I have found favor in thy sight, let me not see my righteousness. Let me not see how discouraged I look to the other believers. I know this morning that God is here and that you're wondering what God's going to do for you, and you're hiding your face from him. He knows how heavy the burden is. But he said, you know what you need to do? You need to lay your burden down and you need to pick up my yoke. You need to put it on. Every time that a burden and a yoke is spoke of in the scriptures, it's always two. It's never one. I want you to look here at verse 16. And the Lord spoke back unto Moses, saying, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with me. And I will come down and talk with thee there. All right? Is that your desire this morning? Whatever burden you're carrying, whatever problem you've got, whatever disappointment you've got, and you're saying, Lord, please help me. And here's the Lord of heaven says to Moses, he says, I've got this. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go get 70 other people that are of men of good report. He says, I want you to bring them down. And look at what he says. He says, I'm not going to take the burden away from you, Moses. I'm not doing that. But I'm going to make the burden lighter by giving you somebody else to help you carry your burden. Amen. Amen. So why are you content grumbling and complaining and carrying that burden when Jesus is saying, just come to me. Just lay it down. Take up my cross. I am meek. I am lowly. Amen. Amen. I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take the spirit which is upon thee and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people, not by themselves, but with thee. Together, all of us. That thou bear it not thyself alone. Amen. Amen. I want you to go over here to 1 Peter 2. Praise the Lord. Amen. First Peter 2, verse 24, it says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Now, most of us, we can name every sin we ever committed from the time that we had a memory. And Jesus said, I've taken care of that already. You don't have to bear that burden. You don't have to bear that regret. You don't have to bear the sorrow of that. You don't have to bear it. All you've got to do is lay your burden down and pick up his yoke and say, yes, Jesus. He said he bared it with his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. This morning you're content. I'm just always amazed how as human beings we are content to carry these burdens alone. And we don't have to. We don't have to. As soon as I say, Lord, forgive me for that, you know, slight. Maybe I did this wrong or I did that wrong. As soon as I ask him to forgive me, he's faithful to forgive me of my sins. Amen. Amen. And then if I take that and I take his grace and his love and his mercy and I say, Lord, help me, guide me, that I won't make that same mistake again. Nope, but we got our burden. Oh, it's my burden to bear, brother. I'm taking this to the grave. You don't need to take it to the grave. Oh, no, no, it's mine. It's my burden. I'm not sharing it with nobody else. Amen. Amen. That's the way we are. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go over here to Numbers 19. Now, we could spend a lot of time on the red heifer, but we won't, because we want to talk about burdens. Want to talk about Jesus' yoke. Amen. So the first place that we find out about this idea of an ox or a sacrificial animal carrying a yoke and a burden is in Numbers 19. And the Bible says that the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came a yoke. Amen. None of us can fulfill that. But Jesus Christ did not have a yoke of sin, because he was born without sin. Amen. So when he came, he didn't have that burden of sin that you and I have. So this red heifer, they could bring it, and it was without spot, without blemish, and upon which never came a yoke. And you shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest that then shall take her blood with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. Amen. You could spend a month preaching on a red heifer. I could spend a lot of time on this. But we find out here that God provided a sacrifice that did not have a yoke on it. He provided a blood sacrifice that through every age, the Ephesian church age, the Philadelphian church age, every age, all the way down to the 7th church age, God has provided a sacrifice for your sins that their burden shall be light. Amen. Amen. And notice that where he put the blood, he didn't put the blood inside the tabernacle. He put it right at the entrance of the door. So that blood sacrifice can give you access, the mercy seat. The word of God is inside the tabernacle. If there is no blood sacrifice, there is no entrance in there. Jesus said, I am the door, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come unto me if you're heavy and you're burdened and you're weary, and I will give you rest. Amen. I can take whatever it is you're going through. I can take it. Moses said, I can't take it. But God said, I can do it for you. Amen. I have given you a family of believers. I've given you people that have gone through the same thing you're going through, they can pray one for another. Amen. Amen. But see, we're just content. Yeah, this is my burden. Oh, brother, you don't know what I've been through. You don't even know what the devil did to me this week. Can I tell you what he did to me this week? See, you don't want to know about my burden. But Jesus cares. Jesus cares about my burden. Amen. Brother Branham said, he said, you know, in Christ, in 1955, he says, so notice, he says, the heifer must be a red one. And now she must never have had a yoke on her neck. And oh, that has some great meaning too. Wish we had time to go into all this. But we don't. But the yoke meant that Christ is not yoked up with anything on this earth. He was not yoked up with any affiliation or organization. He was free to move wherever the Lord moved him. And be not entangled in the yoke of bondage. Amen. That's two again. A yoke for your neck and a yoke for bondage. Don't be tangled up in the things of this world. Amen. Well, look at the scriptures. It's not just you alone. It's never been you alone. Amen. Be not entangled in the yoke of bondage. Yoke yourself not up amongst unbelievers. Be ye separated. Christ is yoked to one thing, and that's his church. That's two. Right? Which is not an earthly organization, but a heaven-born group of people that's regenerated by the blood of his own sacrifice. See, he bore the sacrifice. There is nothing to do. There's people come to the Lord, and they've got so much heavy regret. They've got so many memories of their life and the things that they've done in their life, and they can't lay them down because they're trying to find a way that I can just somehow, if I can just somehow become worthy enough for his blood sacrifice. If I can just become worthy enough, you don't have to become worthy. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, amen. We have a faithful high priest that has been tried on everything, amen. And he hasn't failed anywhere. And every time I try to follow the word, I always fail. Okay, now you're not honest. Right? You struggle, you say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then you find out you just keep coming up short and coming up short and coming up short, and you go, oh, Lord, if I could just, Moses said, he said, why are you afflicting me? And God spoke back to him and said, Moses, look, it's very simple. Find somebody to share the burden with. Don't bear the burden by yourself. And when Jesus came, the incarnate God there in flesh, he says, come unto me, all ye that are weary, all ye that are tired, all ye that are encumbered about. You've got all kinds of problems and stresses. You say, oh, I'm going to pay the bills. I'm going to put food on the table. Where am I going to live? Come unto me. Come, and I will give you rest. Amen. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Yoke yourself not amongst unbelievers. Be you separated. Christ is yoked to one thing, and that's his church, which is not an earthly organization, but a heaven-born group of people that's regenerated by the blood of his own sacrifice. For he had no yoke on this earth. Neither has his church. She's free. She's not yoked up with nothing, but they're free and yoked with Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? How can you come in? How can you try to serve the Lord unless you agree with him? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go here to 2 Corinthians 6. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6. I like being old school. I like to feel the pages. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6, starting with verse 14. He says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You thought that when Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, you just took your yoke off. And you put his yoke on. But he shows clearly that it's you and unbelievers and one yoke. That's right. He says, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with the infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Amen. Amen. If you have the Holy Ghost, if you've been born again, then Jesus Christ wants you to lay his burdens down, lay your burdens down, and take his yoke upon you. Amen. Pick up his yoke. Amen. It's light. It's easy. Amen. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. Be unyoked from the things of the world, saith the Lord, right? Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You can't even start to experience that unless you get yoked with Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You have to stay yoked with him. Praise the Lord. So now I'm taking my coat off. That means we're going to be here for a couple hours. It's okay. Take a deep breath. Amen. Amen. Brother Branham said, he said, look, take a red heifer, which was again a type of Christ. He wanted to make the waters of separation for the unbeliever. He said, take this heifer where never a yoke has been upon her neck, and it speaks of not being yoked up with anything. Trouble it is today, we try to yoke up with everything. We try to yoke up with the fashions of the world. We want to be more popular with somebody else in the church. We want to, you know, be friends with this one and that one. You only friend you need to be friends with is Jesus Christ. Amen. You need to be yoked up with him. Amen. You need to break every yoke, every fetter, everything that's like this world, and yoke yourself up with him. Amen. Amen. Trouble it is today, we try to yoke up with everything. The church and the denominations are trying to yoke up with the world, but the power of God is not yoked to nobody but God. Amen. No denomination can say, I have it. God has it. Amen. Amen. God has it. Whatever your problem is, God's got it. He's got it covered. That's what the scripture said. He bore my sins. He went upon it. Well, what sin do you have this morning? Anybody want to stand up? What sin do you have that he hasn't borne? So why are you bearing it? Well, I like it. You like it. You know, it troubles me. Sometimes I'll be just driving down the road, maybe singing. Or I'll be looking out the window, and all of a sudden the devil will bring up something from, I don't know, 40 years ago. Maybe something I brought did in high school and say, look what you did. Oh, yeah, that's mine. Put it on the yoke. But that isn't what 2 Peter said. Jesus Christ has already taken care of that. He's already taken care of that. He's already forgiven me for that. And cast down imagination. Just confess the word of God. If you confess the word of God, you know, see, that's the thing. We come to church, we're happy to say we're message believers. We're happy to say we're saved. But we want to carry our yoke. We like that yoke. But the red heifer never had that yoke. He never had that problem. Amen. Amen. But he took that yoke off and he said, now, all ye that are heavy, all ye that are tired, all ye that are weary and exhausted, tired of the rat race, tired of the cell phones, tired of all the garbage and everything that's going on in this world. Amen. He said, just come unto me. Come unto me. Take my yoke upon you. Be yoked up with me. Amen. Because I have overcome, you will overcome. Because I have been tried on every point, you are successful. Amen. You know, this morning you just... Right now, there's thoughts going through your mind. You're thinking of all the things that you're guilty of. He's taken that. Lay that down at his feet. Take that yoke off of you. Put his yoke on. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God has it. No church, no denomination, no certain man, no creed. God has it. Yoke yourself up not with unbelievers, but come out from among them. Be yoked with God. Take my yoke upon you, said Jesus, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your souls. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's turn here to Galatians 6. Amen. Look at what he says for the church. In Galatians 6, verse 1, he says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, amen. Now, I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands because we're faultless. Is that right? In God's eyes, you are faultless. But in your brother's eyes, you got plenty of faults. So the Bible says, he says, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. But the scripture says that he will not give us a temptation greater than what you can bear. But we don't think about that. The trial, the burden, the yoke, the weariness that's on you, you're like Moses. You're saying, Lord, why'd you do this to me? Why are you afflicting me? And the scripture says that he won't put anything on you greater than what you can bear. Yep. Everybody ought to be jumping up saying, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right? Yep. He put the backache on this brother. Because he knew he could bear it. Now me, on the other hand, you see, God does that. Some of us, he'll take us through the fire. He'll take us in different places. And you'll be looking around and going, well, how come this brother's not going through it? How come they're not going through it? Why is this happening? Lay your yoke down, amen. Amen, lay your burden down. And pray one for another, right? Verse 2 says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Oh, yeah, we're real content. Oh, hey, did you see what Brother So-and-so did? Hey, I'm going to send a mass text out on Facebook. Everybody's going to know. Don't fellowship with that brother anymore. He don't, you know, no, you know what he did? I can show you. Just don't do that. Don't. Oh, bad, 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 bad. That isn't what the scripture said. Scripture said, pray for one another. Right. Amen. Right. That's what it said. Yeah. Bear one another's burdens. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Right. Lift each other up. Amen. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall you have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for every man shall bear his own burden. Amen. Amen. But you're never alone. Jesus Christ wants to be yoked with you. He wants to be yoked with you and not entangled in the things of this life. Amen. Entangled in the things of this world. Amen. In separation from unbelief, Brother Branham said, so you see, our text tonight takes us back to a little thing in our mind, not to mix with unbelievers. The scripture says, don't yoke yourself up with unbelievers. Do not be unequally yoked together. That's two. Right. Every time you read that scripture, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, and you're thinking, oh, he doesn't want you to walk this road alone. Right. He doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to be yoked together with him. Amen. Yeah. Don't yoke yourself up with an unbeliever. Do not be unequally yoked together. Many places the scriptures teaches us that we should separate ourselves. The first thing that God required Abraham to do when he called him was to separate himself from his people. Now, everybody got that, right? When you come to the Lord, everybody, they separated, right? Okay. Separate yourself from your people, his kindred, and then he'd bless him. It doesn't mean you got to leave home. It means just separate yourself from your worldly associates. You know, today the people are looking, pastors and so forth. When the churches call their pastor, they want a great big six-footer, like the brother did Sunday school, real tall. They want a great big eye, wide shoulders, dark wavy hair. See, my hair used to be dark and wavy. Now it's just white. Amen. He says that's what they want, dark wavy hair, attractive. That's what they want. That's right. They want somebody who will mix, go out, tell a few jokes, make a few wisecracks and so forth. People want to come to church. They want to find out how happy they should be and everything else. But you know what? This morning, I just believe God's speaking. I'm just that foolish. I'm just glad I don't know nothing about any of you, because then I can just speak it, and it's up to you to pick it up. Amen. Amen. But the Bible wants a separator. God calls for separators. Well, Brother Bruce, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to separate. All right. That's right. The Holy Spirit separates us from the things of the world, from the cares of the world, and our whole affections then are set on Jesus Christ. The reason you're separating is so that you can take on his yoke. Not so you can just be free to just do whatever you want. Amen. He wants you to pick up his yoke. He wants to walk with you for a while. He wants to help you be an overcomer. He wants to show you how to go past this. He wants to put joy in your heart. Smile on your face. Amen. He wants to give you hope in the midst of the storm. And you can't do that if you don't pick up his yoke. If you don't pick up that yoke and put it on you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, he says, that's right. The Holy Spirit will separate us from the things of the world and from the cares of the world, and our whole affections are then set on Jesus Christ. Whether we live or die, we serve him and love him and go forward doing all that we can to magnify him unto his people. Amen. We're living in the book of Revelations. Everybody believes that. We're living in the last days. And the spirit of the last days was to come out of her, my people. Take that yoke, cast it down. Amen. And pick up the yoke of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come out from amongst them. That's right. Separate yourselves. Touch not their unclean things. And I will receive you, saith the Lord. Be not yoked with unbelievers, unequally yoked together. Don't you do that. Separate yourself. God called Abraham to separate himself from all of his kindreds and to walk with Christ. He didn't say, hey, you know, when Abraham was down there, Brother Adam said, he said he was just a heathen Gentile, like we all were, idol worshipers, right? We're idol worshipers by nature, children of wrath, doing our own thing. Well, I'm going to do this. I'm cutting my hair like this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go here. I'm going to do that. And when God come down and called you, he said, separate yourself from all of that. Be separate from all of that. But you don't have to walk alone. When God came down and told Abraham, he said, Abraham, he says, come out amongst your family. Come out amongst it. And Abraham, he didn't know what to do. He struggled because he loved his mommy and his dad. He loved them. He loved his friends. He loved the bar life and the things that he was doing. But there was something stirred up inside of him. He says, God, well, who is this God? I don't even know. But he told me to come out. And when Abraham stepped out of Ur of the Chaldees, who was there? God, waiting for him. God was waiting for you this morning to take your yoke and lay it down and pick up his. If you step away from your man-made ideas and you step away from the life that you're living and everything else, you say, oh, no, what am I going to do? He'll be right there waiting for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God called Abraham to separate himself from all of his kindreds and to walk with him. Brother, sometimes it means leaving a church. It meant that to Paul. He had to leave his church. It meant that to many. Sometimes it means to leave home. Sometimes it means you got to leave your father and your mother and forsake all. I don't mean it means to say that every time, but sometimes it does. It means that you've got to take everything between you and God and walk with Him alone. And His... Oh, you come in and say, oh, well, Brother Bruce, Christ has called me. Okay, what are you doing? He told me I should do this, this, and this. Well, brother, wait a minute. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says, and the Bible's Christ. Why would He lead you away from His word? And you're yoked up with the wrong spirit. You're yoked up with the wrong imagination. You're yoked up with the wrong believers. Amen. The word of God cannot separate itself. Jesus Christ and the word is the same. Amen. 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 So when God called Abraham out, He had a place for him. Amen. You know, Abraham wandered all those years and never owned any of that land. But it was his. But he didn't own any of it. He told him, he says, Abraham, he says, go out. He says, every place you walk, he says, it's yours. But he didn't own it. He went down to Egypt. Every walk, it was his. See, it's beyond our comprehension. Because God knows what He's doing. Later on, to Abraham's seed, every place where Abraham walked, God gave it to his seed. He owned it. Today, you own. You own a place in heaven. You own a place in the rapture. You say, well, I don't see myself there. You don't have to see yourself there. Just put the yoke on. Separate from unbelief, amen, and follow Jesus Christ. But don't follow Him outside of the word, because that's the wrong spirit, amen. Amen. It means that you've got to take everything between you and God and walk with Him alone. And all that blessed, sweet communion, that fellowship that you have when you separate your things, yourselves, from the things of the world and the carnal believers, who's making fun of you anyways, and walk alone with Christ. Amen. He's not calling us out of this world and not going to meet us. Amen. Amen. Let's look at St. John 14. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. St. John 14. Look what he says here in paragraph 15, or verse 15. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Well, I thought I was just supposed to take off my yoke and put Jesus Christ. No, 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 no. Two together. Two. The fountain of wisdom. God. Amen. I will pray, and He shall give you another comforter. A comforter, in the Greek, it's parakletos. One who's called along your side to help. Amen. Somebody to help you. Amen. That you don't have to take this road by yourself. God has already, he's got a lawyer, an advocate. You know, you drive down the expressway, and there are signs that says, you've been in a car accident? Call us. You've been over here? You can't get disability insurance? Call us. Amen. You fall off your motorcycle? Anybody on a motorcycle? Fall off your motorcycle? Call us. And God has sent us an advocate. Yep, yep. Somebody who can argue your case. Amen. Amen. Because believe me, you're not smart enough. When you go into a court of law, amen, and the police arrested you on wrongful charges, don't try to defend yourself. Get yourself a good lawyer. Get yourself a really good lawyer. Jesus said, I will pray to your very rich Father, and He'll give you one of the best lawyers in the city. And He will be with you forever. You want to know why? Because the case is rigged. Because the lawyer's the judge. And he's going to plead your case. How can you lose? Amen. Why would you go into court and then go, nope, I'm guilty. Get rid of that yoke. Say, no, I'm with Him. Amen. That's right, I'm with Him. A comforter is someone, he's called to your side to take one's aid. He's one who pleads another cause before a judge, a pleader, a counsel for your defense, a legal assistant, an advocate. Wow, I feel good already. I do, I feel great. I came in, I thought, oh no, I don't know how I'm going to do this tomorrow. I don't know, I got a long drive. I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. My money's short and everything else. God said, just lay it at my feet. Amen. I'll pick it up. I'll take it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even the Spirit of truth, verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. That's, when I read that scripture, I don't see one. I see two. I see me and God alone. Take my yoke. It's an easy one. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And yet a little while, and the world will seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. All the time, you're carrying around this burden. You're just carrying it around. I don't even know why you're doing that. We look at the scriptures. The scripture says, just come to Jesus Christ. Pick up his yoke. Put it on your shoulders. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 So let's go back. Praise God. Amen. Let's just go back to our opening scripture then. Matthew 11. Amen. Amen. You know, that's how the Word of God is. The Word of God doesn't need a whole bunch of props and a lot of other things going on. You need to just come in and take a look at it. You need to look at it and say, huh, it's simple. Everything about serving the Lord is simple. Amen. God doesn't want it to be burdensome to us. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The church can't give you rest. The pastor can't give you rest. Your wife can't give you rest. You can't, it just... But yoking yourself up with Jesus Christ can take care of it. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we're thankful. We're thankful that your word is true. We're thankful, Lord, that there is no variableness in you, that you are God and you change not like the ideas of men. And Lord, we're thankful this morning that whatever secret things is in our hearts, whatever secret things that is in our lives, if we come to you and take this yoke off of us and pick up your yoke, that, Lord Jesus, you can do great things for us. I pray, Lord Jesus, you take this simple message. And, Lord, that you put it deep in our hearts, Father. Heavenly Father, I pray that you just move by your Spirit in our lives. It's your promise. In Jesus Christ's name we ask you. Amen. Amen. Do you love the Lord? Amen. No. I want you to think about what I just said. I don't know if you know this song or not, but sometimes, you know, when I lead songs, I go, you know what our problem is? We just rush through the songs. Sometimes we might clap. We don't even think about the words. But here's your chance to think about the words. This says E flat, so I don't know what that is, but upon our journey here below, we meet with pain and loss. Sometimes there is a crown of thorns, sometimes a heavy cross. The dreary road to Calvary, the bitter goad and sting. But once inside those gates of pearl, will be worth everything. When we're inside the gates of pearl, we'll learn a lot of things. We'll have a harp that's made of gold, perhaps a thousand strings. We'll sing and shout and dance about. The Lamb will dry our tears. 'Twill be a grand homecoming week, the first 10,000 years. The shadows now begin to fall. The time is drawing nigh, when Christ our Lord shall come again, like lightning from the sky. And while we wait and suffer here, praise God, we'll shout and sing. For one glimpse through those gates of pearl will be worth everything. When we're inside the gates of pearl, we'll learn a lot of things. We'll have a harp that's made of gold, perhaps a thousand strings. We'll sing and shout and dance about. The Lamb will dry our tears. We'll have a grand homecoming week, the first 10,000 years. The precious blood of God's own Son has saved and sanctified a wondrous people for His name, and they are called the bride. Though here neglected and despised, one day the Lord will bring His chosen ones within the gates, and that's worth everything. When we're inside the gates of pearl, we'll learn a lot of things. We'll have a heart that's made of gold, perhaps a thousand strings. We'll sing and shout and dance about. The Lamb will dry our tears. We'll have a grand homecoming week, the first 10,000 years. Amen. Amen. Lay your burdens down. Amen. You want to just carry them around on your shoulder? Jesus isn't interested in that. Be yoked to Him. Don't be yoked to the things of this world. Don't be yoked to some man's ideas. Amen. Abraham, you're the children of Abraham. Come out. Come out into the blessings of God. Come out in the water where God is wonderful, where He can lead you and guide you in the green pastures. Amen. Where He can meet every need. But if you want to hold on to your yoke, can't help you. Amen. Let's all stand together. Amen. Let's do that last verse. I like this. I'm going to ask the brother that did the Sunday school if you'd come up close. Okay. The precious blood of God's own Son has saved and sanctified a wondrous people for His name, and they are called the bride. Though here neglected and despised, one day the Lord will bring His chosen ones within the gates, and that's worth everything. When we're inside bless you. Amen.
Praise be to God. Can you be seated for a while? What a wonderful time before the Lord. It's always been wonderful. As I said, when was that? That anytime we are coming before God, we don't know what to expect, but we know that something is going to happen. We are so grateful to the Almighty God for this day and for the message that has come to us. What burdens do you have? Remember that the word of God will not go out and come back void. Whenever it goes out, it will accomplish the purpose for which it's been sent out. The word of God is always preached to meet the needs of the children of God. Whatever the needs are, God would always tailor the message to meet the needs of his children. The word of God has come. Whatever your burdens are, you don't need to carry your burdens anymore. Why are we children of God? Why are we Christians? We have a God. Praise be to God. Shall we just say a word of prayer while the song leader comes over and takes the over the? Shall we pray? Our Lord and our Savior Jesus, we want to thank you so very much for bringing Brother Bruce our way this afternoon, this morning, Lord. We are so very much grateful, dear Lord Jesus, that you have used him, Father, oh God, to glorify yourself in this house this morning, stroke afternoon. We thank you, Jesus, for using him to minister unto us from lip to ear, for addressing the needs and the concerns of thy sons and daughters, for touching our lives, Father, oh God, in a very special way. God, in simplicity, we just thank you so very much, Lord, in the way that you made yourself manifest, Lord, in the house this morning. We are so grateful, Lord. We give you the glory once again, Lord. We worship thee and we bless you. Our Lord and our Master Jesus, as they leave this afternoon, Father, oh God, back home, I'm not very sure when they are leaving, but we are trusting you, Father, oh God. May you carry him and the wife safely back home to the glory of your holy name, dear Lord Jesus. The Bible tells us this morning that we should cast our cares unto you. Whatever our burdens be, that we should roll them unto you. The burdens of our past, the burdens of present day, the burdens of the future, not knowing what to expect, we cast them before you this morning, Lord. We cast them by your feet this afternoon. We cast down every strong imagination. We pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you grant us the grace we need to run the race that has been set before us with all the dedication we need, Lord. Casting the cares of the past behind us, Lord, help us to run the race in the lightness of our body, that we may bring glory and honor to your holy name, Lord. We are so grateful for ministering to us as we leave, Father, oh God, this afternoon, to our various places, to our various homes. Do not let us forget the message that was preached to us. Help us to meditate upon these words, to have time, Father, to digest the message, Lord, and to seek your face more and more, Lord, that the beauty of Christ would unfold in our lives. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Brother Lawrence.
So let's go ahead and stand and sing this song where we'll dismiss.
as I travel through the pilgrim's land.